For this Wednesday, December 10th, with your Posey County Radio News, I'm Jevin Redman reporting. Several communities across the tri-state are getting a boost for road improvements thanks to the latest round of Indiana's Community Crossings Grants. Posey, Gibson, Vandenberg, and DuBois counties all received the maximum award of $1 million. Other counties, including Spencer and Pike, receive smaller amounts. Local officials say the funding is crucial to maintaining the region's roads and keeping projects on schedule. Vandenberg County leaders say the $1 million award will help move several projects forward, projects they say would be difficult to complete without state support. The Community Crossings Program began in 2016 and has provided more than $2 billion for local road work since then. But this year, the state capped funding at $100 million, a significant reduction from previous years. Local governments must also contribute matching funds. Vandenberg County says it will match the full amount it received, adding that every dollar helps. Not every community got the news they hoped for. The city of Evansville applied but did not receive funding in this round. NDOT says it received 450 applications statewide, totaling $237 million, more than double what the state was able to award. The agency is encouraging Evansville and other unsuccessful applicants to reapply when the next round opens in July. This week is going to be a big week for the Salvation Army of Evansville. The organization announced that on December 11th through 13th, all donations made locally will be doubled up to $15,000 thanks to a matching gift from a local supporter. This includes red kettles in Vandenberg, Warwick, and Posey counties. Organizers say last year, the Salvation Army of Evansville provided over 226,000 meals and ensured almost 5,000 nights of safe lodging to households that needed help. Coming up this Friday and Saturday in Mount Vernon is Christmas on Main Street. On Friday, the parade starts at 7 p.m. and the tree lighting follows immediately after at City Hall. On Saturday, there are visits with Santa from 9 a.m. until 5 p.m. and the ice rink is open from 9 a.m. until 5 p.m. There are also many other fun activities throughout the day on Saturday. The Indianapolis Colts are making a surprising move as they fight to stay in the playoff hunt. With injuries to all three of their quarterbacks, the team is turning to a familiar face, one who hasn't taken an NFL snap in 5 years. The Colts are signing veteran quarterback Philip Rivers to their practice squad. Rivers last played in 2020 when he led Indianapolis to an 11-5 season and a playoff berth in what was believed to be his final year in the league. Now 44 years old, Rivers becomes the oldest active quarterback in the NFL, edging out Aaron Rodgers. The longtime Chargers star retired after the 2020 season, later signing a ceremonial one-day contract to officially retire with the Chargers earlier this year. Rivers was also recently named a semi-finalist for the Pro Football Hall of Fame's class of 2026, but if he takes a snap for the Colts this season, his Hall of Fame clock resets, pushing his earliest possible enshrinement to 2031. For now, Rivers joins the Colts practice squad as a potential bridge at quarterback. Veterans with more than 2 years of experience earn between $17,500 and $22,000 per week on the practice squad in 2025. The Colts enter the week at 8-5 and hope Rivers can help steady the team as they try to make the postseason once again. They play at the Seattle Seahawks this Sunday. Last night in local high school sports, Mount Vernon girls basketball lost at Princeton 48-22. Stella Hall scored 14 points for Mount Vernon. The Wildcats are 4-6 overall. In men's college basketball from Tuesday evening, the Indiana Hoosiers got their first conference win in convincing fashion, 113-72 at home over Penn State. Lamar Wilkerson poured in 44 points and hit a program record 10 three-pointers. The Hoosiers are 8-2 overall and 1-1 in the Big Ten. Kentucky picked up a win at home over NC Central, 103-67. Jasper Johnson led UK in scoring off the bench with 22 points. The Cats improved to 6-4. 13th-ranked Illinois won at Ohio State 88-80. Keaton Wagler paced the Fighting Illini with 23 points. Illinois is now 8-2 and 1-0 in conference play. Tonight, 6th-ranked Purdue looks to bounce back after their first loss of the season as the Boilermakers host Minnesota. Tip-off at 6 o'clock. Purdue is 8-1 and 1-0 in the conference. That's news and sports for this Wednesday, December 10th. We are keeping you informed at all things Posey County on the radio, and you can read and listen to the news anytime online at PoseyCountyRadio.com. For news tips, you can pass them to us by email at news@PoseyCountyRadio.com. Reporting for Posey County Radio News, I'm Jevin Redman. Enjoy your Wednesday. Your weather forecast is next.